It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Well, I'm happy to be back doing the Ship Report today after a week of being kind of flat out with some kind of non-COVID cold thing that is apparently going around. So if you get it, there's not much to be done except lie around and cough for about a week and a half. But I'm a lot better now, and I'm grateful. But on to maritime things. Like many people, I've been following the aftermath of the catastrophic ship incident and tragedy in Baltimore Harbor, and the ongoing efforts to clear a viable ship channel through the area where the bridge collapsed. It's all going to take a massive amount of salvage that will take a long time. This event is looking to cost a huge amount of money, with the entities responsible for the ship bearing responsibility for it. One estimate I saw on a law journalism site called Legal Dive estimated the cost to be as high as $4 billion in Baltimore. Now, this is an interesting and complex financial story, and it sort of gives a window into who really is responsible for a given cargo ship and how costs are distributed when a catastrophic event occurs. So this is about who will pay for what happened in Baltimore, and the answers may surprise you. Now, a little bit about the owners or the responsible parties in this case. According to the Associated Press, a company based in Singapore called Grace Ocean Private owns the dolly. Synergy Marine, also based in Singapore, is the ship's manager, and the ship was chartered by Maersk Shipping, and they are a big name in the worldwide shipping realm. Now, it's going to be a complex matter to sort this all out, but in the mix, the ship's owners have invoked an ancient legal provision called general average to help spread around the liability. And I wanted to talk about that today. It's a really odd and quite ancient tenet of marine law that dates back to the 3rd century AD and even earlier. The law of general average is a principle of maritime law in which all stakeholders in a sea venture, a voyage, proportionately share any losses resulting from a catastrophic emergency. For instance, should the crew jettison some cargo overboard to lighten the ship in a storm, the loss would be shared proportionally by both the carrier and all the cargo owners. Now, this dates back to a legal opinion issued during the Roman Empire in the year 235 AD. But the principle of general average dates back even further than that, to at least 1000 BC. So it's been kicking around a long time, and is still a legal precedent today in the maritime industry. Here's a modern definition of general average from Flexport. They're a U.S. multinational corporation that focuses on supply chain management and logistics, so they're pretty expert in maritime law and insurance. Here's what they say, quote, "General average is a term that is used in the maritime industry to describe a situation in which the cost of saving a vessel or its cargo is shared equally among all parties that have an interest in the vessel or cargo. This concept is based on the principle that all parties who benefit from the successful completion of a voyage should bear an equal share of the costs of preserving the vessel or cargo in the event of an emergency. To determine the amount that each party is required to contribute, a general average assessment is conducted. That assessment considers the value of the vessel, the value of the cargo, and the value of any other interests that are involved in the voyage. General average is a complex legal concept that is governed by international maritime law that is typically not covered by standard cargo insurance. Policyholders concerned about potential general average losses should consider purchasing a separate general average guarantee or bond to protect against this risk," close quote. So from what I've read about this, from doing a lot of Googling and reading up on general average, every company that has a container on that ship must now share in the cost of rectifying this tragedy, and that includes the cost of salvage. The assumption here, we hope, is that all cargo is insured, and so the burden of compensation will be distributed among many entities, insurance companies, instead of just a few. And for large companies that ship lots of goods often, they will likely have general average insurance to cover just this. And they will set their insurance company in motion to determine how much insurance they will have to cover based on the value of their merchandise on the ship. But for smaller companies, say a small business that maybe had one or two containers on the ship, perhaps didn't think to insure themselves against a once-in-a-lifetime event like this, the cost could be a portion or 100% of the value of the cargo they had aboard that ship. Or they could choose to abandon the cargo and declare it a loss. Either way, potentially, it could be a big blow for a small business. I was thinking particularly in terms of a small Italian company I dealt with when I was trying to order a part for my sailboat. And I had these brass port lights that I needed to install in the boat. And there were special bolts that went with them. And of course, I had lost the originals. That's another long story. Anyway, I had to order new ones. And when I spoke to them, they said that they could send them to me, but it would take 6 months because they had one container that they shipped to the U.S. on a container ship every once in a while. So how much liability would a company like that incur if they had not thought to have general average insurance? They could lose the entire value of whatever was in their container. I hope not more than that. According to C.H. Robinson, a cargo logistics firm, each cargo owner's contribution is based on a percentage of the cargo owner's interest or a commercial invoice value ranging from 1 to 100%. Ship owners have a lien on the cargo until each cargo owner's contribution or security is satisfied. Now, if the cargo is insured, the insurance company will pay out and the cargo can be released. If the shipment is not secured with insurance, the cargo owner will have to post their contribution in cash before their cargo will be released. Now, this wouldn't happen in most situations, but imagine if general average were, say, the law of the land and not just maritime law. It would be kind of like you or I sending a package through a commercial carrier like UPS or something, and suddenly there's a big disaster with one of their planes or trucks, and now all of a sudden that carrier is saying to you that you have to bear part of the cost of a multi-billion-dollar catastrophe. Phew! Well, that wouldn't happen. But if you were in the shipping industry sending your merchandise overseas, there would be that risk, and you would need to insure yourself against that. Of course, in this situation with the Dolly, there are a lot of players and a lot of insurance companies, and everyone will be looking to pay as little as they can, but it will all be enormous. So companies big and small that ship goods on container ships are now likely looking closely at their insurance policies regarding cargo to make sure they have enough insurance and whether the cost of that insurance can be offset by their business revenue. So anyway, a little-known aspect of marine law called general average that I thought was odd and interesting to talk about. It's probably a lot more complex than I've portrayed here because that's the way insurance can be, and it will likely take a number of years to clear all this up. Other recent cases in which general average was declared include when the container ship Ever Given got stuck in the Suez Canal in 2021 and when the container ship Ever Forward in 2022 ran aground in Chesapeake Bay. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day. We'll be right back.